For WFHB, I'm Joe Crawford, and I'm joined in the studio today by Forrest Gilmore. He's the executive director of the Shalom Community Center, also a member of the mayor's task force, which just made some recommendations about downtown Bloomington. Forrest, thanks for talking with us.
Yeah, great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So by now, a lot of people know that there have been mixed reactions to the report that came from this task force, of which you were a member, particularly the recommendation to add more police to patrol downtown. And I do want to talk about that in just a minute. But first, I want to know, do you think that there's agreement in Bloomington about the issues that need to be addressed downtown?
I see two kind of arguments that people are kind of fighting over. And one group is talking about concerns about safety, crime, that they're witnessing drug use, needles, litter, fecal matter in the alleyways and that kind of thing. And I see another group talking about social cleansing, the idea that the actions against people in poverty are pushing people out of the downtown. And that's the real fundamental intent of all this, is to move people out. And I see those two kind of groups kind of battling each other. And I think each of them has valid points.
As a member of the task force, did you feel like one of those points of view was better represented than the other on the task force?
That's a tough question. I very much wish there had been people experiencing homelessness or poverty actively. I wish they had been on the task force to prevent their perspective. My personal opinion is that the task force had a strong business emphasis, that it wasn't as balanced as I would have liked. But that's my opinion. Others may feel differently about that.
There were a lot of recommendations that came from this report. It wasn't exclusively the recommendation about more police downtown or more police in People's Park. Are there recommendations in this report that you think are good or you think could be productive?
One of the things we noticed is that it's very difficult to use the restroom. It's very difficult to go to the bathroom. There's no accessible bathrooms. When people do use bathrooms, they use them in businesses. Sometimes they get pushed out of those businesses. Sometimes there's issues with the bathrooms not being cleaned properly and things like that. So one very simple solution to that seems like a public restroom. Certainly a public restroom can bring with it other challenges.
Can you talk any more about the specific kind of bathroom that was suggested in that report?
When I was out in San Francisco about a month ago, actually on a street retreat, experiencing what it's like to live on the streets, at least in some ways, there was a program there called the Pit Stop. It's basically a couple of porta potties on a trailer. They also have some trash cans there for needles. They have doggy bags, that kind of thing, as well as just regular trash. And then there's a staff person there, and so that person is there monitoring the toilets, helping people use them, helping make sure everything stays clean, preventing any behavioral problems. They can be moved. They're very portable, so you can put them anywhere you want. They can be opened certain hours and moved away during other hours. So there's a lot of flexibility there.
What are the concerns that people have about public restrooms?
I think the biggest concern about any public restroom is, will it stay clean? That's an advantage of the Pit Stop, because there's someone there who's regularly making sure that things stay clean, cleaning up. I think some people are worried about criminal activity centering around the bathrooms. That's another advantage of the Pit Stop, is that that's prevented by having an active presence there, a person there who's monitoring everything. One of the things we noticed is that conflicts around with people experiencing homelessness and people in the community tended to occur when Shalom was closed. So generally in the late afternoons, early evenings, and on the weekends especially. So one of the things I'm really excited about is the idea of expanding day shelter hours, because we know that when people have a safe place to go, they're more likely to take advantage of it. That has the added benefit of it reduces some of that challenge and some of the conflicts that happen in our community.
How would that happen? How would we get more day shelter hours?
I mean, it's pretty simple. It costs money. So sadly, it's not, we know how to do it. You know, it's a pretty simple, straightforward thing, but
would
ultimately
it be at Shalom?
Yeah, that's the thought. Yeah, since we're only open Monday through Friday 8 to 4, we would look to opening into the weekends. Probably that'd be the first thing, and then maybe looking into opening into the evenings.
One of the topics that's gotten the most attention following the release of this report was the increased police presence downtown. partly because it actually began before the report was released officially. Was there division on the task force about the recommendation to add more police patrols downtown?
Yeah. I mean, this is definitely a, it's definitely a compromise document. That was an area that there was significant debate. There was a lot of debate in a lot of areas.
We've seen a couple weeks, I guess, of this, especially there being a lot more police in People's Park. What's your take on what we've seen thus far?
This is such a challenging issue. I think there are real issues that are people are concerned about in their community for everyone involved. There are real safety issues that do need to be addressed. I think a police approach at this point is just moving people around. It's not actually reducing issues or reducing challenges. It's just attempting to relocate those challenges to somewhere else. If we really want to take on these issues, we have to look at alternative approaches. And I don't ultimately think that a police response is going to be the one that's effective.
There's a line of thinking, and I've seen it especially in the many Facebook arguments that there have been about this particular issue, but there's a line of thinking that police are not really targeting a particular group of people, that they're targeting illegal behaviors, and that there's not really anything wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with simply enforcing the law. Do you agree with that?
I think that's a really complicated question, and I don't know if there's a simple response to that. I know that when you increase policing, people are more likely to be approached or harassed around things that are not criminal. Some things of just being alive make homelessness difficult for other people to experience and witness. So, and in some cases are criminalized. Trespassing, you know, is a, you exist in a place you're not supposed to be. So, you know, as an example, you know, these are life things. People have to go to the bathroom. They have to have a place to sleep. If they have an addiction, they're going to use in public. I had a mentor who used to talk about when you're homeless, the world is your living room. And I add to that, it's your bathroom and it's your bedroom and it's, you know, it's everything.
You kind of already addressed this a little bit, but was there fact-finding done as a part of the task force process? Like, I was curious if there were declines in business or if we know if there were upticks in certain kinds of crime. Is that something that was discussed at all at the...
So all that is anecdotal. So to the best of my knowledge, we have not collected as a community that data and put it in one place and said, yes, we're seeing greater crime in this, or we're seeing a decrease in business in this way. So that would be a really important thing. Step forward, I think, is to try and develop that data. I think that's complicated to try and figure out how to pull that data together, but I think it might be revealing.
I've been speaking with Forrest Gilmore, the executive director of the Shalom Community Center, also a member of the mayor's task force, just made some recommendations about downtown Bloomington. Forrest, thanks for talking with us.
You're welcome.